Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time with Tom Lydon. He is editor of ETF Trends. You should go to ETFTrends.com to check it out. Follow him on Twitter at ETF Trends or his personal Twitter at Tom Lydon. And ETF Trends, if you've listened to this segment or you've been to the website, it's a great source not only for investing ideas and for trying to understand the landscape, but for big picture, what's going on in the ETF world. And again, if you want more information, ETFTrends.com. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is...
the Market Vectors Russia ETF, RSX.
Okay, Russia, the Market Vectors Russia ETF, RFX. Three words, Tom. Russia? Now? Really?
I know you're laughing, Chuck, but let's take a step back. Now, many of you probably saw in the news that Vladimir Putin scored 6 goals in a hockey game, in an amateur hockey game this weekend. So, you know, with athletic ability like that, we have to take a look at this ETF, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
So a couple things. This is not an ETF for the faint of heart, and I'm kind of bringing this up tongue-in-cheek, but it's a classic example of how ETFs, although well-diversified, low-cost, very liquid, have a lot of great things going for them, they also carve out certain select areas and asset classes and global regions. So this ETF is made up of the biggest companies that are traded in Russia. And sure, we know everything that's going on or know a little bit about what's going on over in Russia and the Ukraine. But it's worth taking note that from a valuation standpoint, the Russian stock market, based on where it currently stands after such a big correction, is extremely high value. Just for comparative purposes, the S&P 500 PE ratio is a little under 17. The PE ratio of the stocks that make up RSX is a little under 6. So you're getting it for almost a third of the price of what you'd pay for U.S. stocks. Now, could they go cheaper? Could it go down further? Absolutely. So this is not something that you dive into, you put your hard-earned money into, and you run away. But if you're looking for value, you're looking for opportunity, and you feel that maybe in the next couple years or in the next 6 months, things may bounce back in Russia, there's a great trading opportunity. And we often talk about the 200-day average, Chuck, but here's a case where you could use the shorter-term moving average. And this is the first time this ETF has gone above its 50-day average since the beginning of the year. So, kind of from a technical standpoint, it makes sense after this big correction. If you bought it on its 50-day average, sold it on its 50-day average if it went below, you could really protect your downside if there was some undue risk. On the other hand, if we may see a good value opportunity and things overseas might be cleaning up a bit, there's an opportunity in place.
But I'm going to ask a question as we change from 200 to 50-day moving averages.
Yep.
You know, some folks would say that's kind of mining your data. That's looking out like, hey, I can't make a case to buy this on the 200-day moving average, which is my standard, so I'll change my standard, and then I can make a case. Isn't that how investors get into trouble?
Yeah, that's a great point. So the difference between a 50-day average and a 200-day average, as most people know, you're going to have more trades because the 50-day average is more sensitive. There's also indexes that tend to be more volatile. So a more volatile index on a 200-day average is going to have more buy and sell signals. A less volatile index on a 200-day average, it's going to be easier to identify long-term trends. So in this case, I didn't pick a 50-day average because it just happens to work for today. I picked it because Russia and everything that's been going on with the Russian stock market has been more volatile, not just in the last 6 months, but in the last 10 years. So it tends to be, if you're going to get into more volatile or more risky area of the world or more risky area of the market, it makes sense to have a shorter term stop loss. That's the reason for the 50-day average.
Okay. Now, if you're going to take a chance on this, again, it's Market Vectors Russia, RSX. Where does the money come from your international allocation?
Well, I would count on using it for your play money. This is not your retirement money. This is not your serious money. And if you're not spending time watching the market on a regular basis, don't even listen to any more of what we have to talk about. Okay? But if you're in a situation where you say, geez, you know, the equity markets really haven't done a lot so far this year. I don't really know where to go. A lot of people are talking about emerging markets, but I don't really know where to go. And the fixed income markets have been challenged as well. Maybe take a small amount. And again, you determine what your own small amount is. Put it in there and make sure you've got some type of tracking system. Not that you have to go onto your computer and see, yes, I can see that it's above or I can see it's below. There are a lot of free services, I think, through Yahoo or through Morningstar. You can actually have them send you an email if a given stock or given ETF goes above and below a certain moving average. So if you've never done that before, it's kind of a neat example of trying to see if it would work, and it provides that added discipline for you.
Well, and discipline is particularly important for one like this one. It's Market Vectors Russia, RSX, the ETF of the week. Tom Lydon is the editor of ETF Trends. If you want more information, ETFTrends.com, on Twitter, at ETF Trends. Tom, thanks as always for joining me on Money Life.
Nastravia, Chuck.
Nastrovia to you too. Hey, we've just gotten started on the Thursday, May the 15th edition of Money Life, but the big interview's next and there is much more to go. We're living the Money Life. Stick around. We'll be right back.